Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
This is my worksheet page for today. I got one little thing to draw a line through.
Oh, one thing.
And it says Post Show.
Post Show. It's the only thing not redacted.
Oh, okay.
My favorite part of the day is when I've redacted everything. I blacked it all out and get to toss the sheet. It's awesome, man.
Is that word, that new, a new word that people started using to sound cool, redacted? I never heard of it until
That's not a new word.
Last right? few months. Feel like no.
I don't feel like I use it in any context other than what it is, because in a government document, when it's redacted, it literally looks like black Sharpie's gone over it.
Yeah.
And that's how I do every single thing. Now, I don't actually redact it so you can't read it. I black it out so I know it's completed, but it looks like a redacted document.
Right. Got it.
But I don't think it's like TikTok's bringing the word.
I felt like people just started using it to sound like, oh man, this is a redacted document or whatever.
Well, then it probably is.
But that. You had never heard that before ever in the world, and now all of a sudden it's everywhere.
I had heard that.
When did you start hearing it?
Redacted? That's so...
Yeah.
Stop, and, Eddie. You did not know that word before 5 years.
Or alien stuff.
Yeah, any kind of document, like, and it's redacted. That's like a lawyer, even like when they release legal papers. Huh. There's blacked out redacted stuff.
When did you start hearing it?
Like in the last minimum year.
Maybe it's like the word unprecedented's been around forever, but lately, few years, we hear it more. Is it like that?
No, I don't think so. I think he just hasn't been around the word redacted. And
scoff is one of them that I learned because of captions, closed captions. So when someone like in the TV show goes, they do scoff. And I'm like, huh.
You know, tongue clicking is something from the closed captions that I never realized that was a
tongue
thing.
Clicking.
Yeah, it's I guess like the, like that.
That's it,
It'll go tongue clicking, and I guess I would never have called it that, but because of closed captions, I now know what tongue clicking is.
Another one was blowing raspberries. I never heard of that.
Same thing. I knew what it was, but I didn't know that's what it would be called right there on the show.
Captions, man.
Guys,
that's where it's at.
This is how we know we're getting older.
Yeah.
Watched captions last night. Let me play the voicemail. This is my final voicemail on my sheet here. Ray, play number one, please.
Hi. I just wanted to let you guys know that I showed my 15-year-old daughter what you look like, and she's outraged and says she can't listen to the show anymore because Lunchbox's face does not align with his voice.
It doesn't make sense. How does he sound so like, yeah, whatever his face is like, yeah. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. It's not aligning my brain. That's all.
Big voice.
Little face.
Little face.
little guy.
I don't know what she means, but...
That.
People don't often think you're just a skinny white guy.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot. Yeah, they think I'm a big black guy.
Uh-huh.
All the time.
Some. But yeah, you definitely sound bigger than you are. Did you have that voice when you were like 11?
Yep.
Always deeper than everybody else?
Always deeper.
Did you ever go through a voice... Like a change where it's like, hey, you're like, hi, I'm Lunchbox.
I mean, there was every once in a while where I, you know, but mostly my voice was pretty deep.
You came out crying like that. It's like a cow. No, it's okay. That's how he cries. Anything you want to say to her?
No, but I mean, yeah, I have a good-looking face and a deep voice. A lot of ladies like that.
Eddie, you saw an email from the company talking about somebody who had been here 20 years?
Yeah. What? Yeah, it was like one of our sales guys been here for 20
local
years.
Local or like whole company?
Local. And they were like, you know, congratulate him. I'm like, it's pretty amazing. Like 20 years at one single place. Uh-huh. Then I started thinking, like, well, what are we going to do from 20 years from now? Like, where will we all be? And so I kind of wanted to ask you guys, like, where do you think you'll be in 20 years?
First of all, I've been with the company 20 years. I never got an email.
Dang, you didn't think about that.
Yeah, I'm coming up on 20 years.
It was
years.
Probably the local.
Literally, I saw that email and I thought, boy, they got 3 months and I better be getting an email saying congrats on 20 years.
But Bones is already past that 20
I understand.
Year mark.
I didn't know about Bones. I'm talking about me personally. I thought about that when I saw that email. Literally in my head, I said, well, they better send an email in 3 months.
Well, I ain't talking about Lunchbox.
You're talking about you.
I'm talking about me.
I
guess I
years.
Started I've been in 21 years.
Bones, you should send your
email. I was in this company in Little Rock.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
I was in Arkansas with the company. Yeah, and then to Austin, and then haven't been in it for over 20
that's
years.
That's crazy. That's loyalty right there.
I don't know that it's loyalty, honestly.
Really?
I think it's both. I think it is a healthy relationship more than loyalty. It's a business.
Yeah.
I understand it's a business. I understand decisions have to get made sometimes that are uncomfortable by me and for me because it's a business. So I don't know that it's loyalty because it's a faceless brand. However, it's been a very healthy relationship, especially with people that I think I'm loyal to that run the company.
There we go.
Because if they left, it'd feel a bit different. But yeah, I don't know that it's loyalty. But I do love the company. And 21 years and not a single email.
I think you should write your own email congratulating
yourself.
Oh,
I should reply all and be like, hey, congrats, Bobby's been here 21.
No one said a dang word about it. And then say you're 3 months out, the clock's ticking on mine.
I'll send it right now.
20 years, 63.
Oh, man, I better be retired.
64. Oh, for sure.
If we are not retired by then, Eddie, we are in deep trouble.
We're going to be retired.
You'll need to come up with a plan.
Well, we're going to make some more money.
Okay.
That's right.
Eddie's got chickens.
I got chickens, man.
Oh, yeah.
I made like $500 on chickens, but then I spent it on that tow truck.
It's okay. You'll make more.
So I'm back to zero.
Did you make $500 like in the black?
No, I guess with expenses, just like, you know.
Is it worth it? Are people more and more people asking for chickens?
Yeah. Like, I think I'm down in my whole neighborhood asking for chickens now.
I feel like his energy is down about
well,
that.
Well, it's because, exhausting, man.
Well, because, yeah, he's
you don't
right.
realize how hard it is to run a business.
And so I tell him I do it once a week. And so, like, every Sunday I start stressing out. Like, man, I got to make, like, 10 chickens today. And so that's part of business, though. You know what? Every Sunday is going to be my chicken day. It just is what it is.
What if you go out of town?
Then I tell him we're shut down for the week.
And it's worth it to you to be stressed out? Are you making enough money to count for the stress?
I think the extra cash is good.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels
good.
You can
park anywhere now.
Yeah, dude.
You're making so much cash. You can park
whatever. I tow it. I don't care. I got extra cash.
You're making extra chickens. You park
see,
wherever you want.
I would really like to see Eddie's like expense report and see if he's really making like $3 a chicken or if he's making $7 a chicken.
Why don't you ask him?
He doesn't have that written down.
Sure, sure. I can ballpark it. I'm making about $7 a chicken.
I can ballpark it.
Yeah.
I'm saying he has no idea.
Look, the chicken costs $10.
What is that, the P&L?
What's that?
Well, I have no idea.
What's P&L, Bones?
I thought that was licenses like at a stadium.
No, this is where you track
guys,
everything.
Guys
like
have a P&L. Girls have a vagina.
But isn't that what they... Oh. I don't know for sure. Is that like profits and losses? I don't know.
Yes, profits and losses.
Okay. That's it.
We need to get one of those.
P&Ls,
dude. Yeah, we'll get P&Ls in a 401k.
I've only ever heard it used in like investment banking type stuff, but that's what that is.
Okay.
Yeah, good. That's good. Good you know that, right?
Yeah, I know investment banking.
Well, if you're looking to
I don't know investment banking. I've ever only heard it talked about when people are like, hey, but yeah.
I saw Rolls Royce in the news. Something was up with them.
Oh, their stock?
Yeah, like not
oh,
good.
Oh, dang, man.
Oh, not good.
Not good.
Oh,
not good.
Luckily, I sold that.
Yeah,
oh, you sold it?
But you didn't even buy the car. He actually bought.
I didn't know that. I thought I bought the car.
Hmm. He bought like a engine or like a power or something. It's like holdings.
That was my fault.
Wasn't even the car.
Okay.
Anyway, chickens, you're good.
Yeah, man, we're doing good. We're still in business.
So $10 a chicken.
$10 a chicken. And two of my coworkers, they signed up for the weekly subscription.
Two of your coworkers?
Our coworkers.
Yep.
Is that like us?
And Pitts, they're going to have one.
That will be our coworkers too.
Right. But I mean, it sounded better like my business, you know, my customers. Two of my customers.
You have a subscription?
Have subscribed to one a week.
But then what if you go out of
town? Wait, but the subscription, they're just paying you every week.
Yeah, well, I have to deliver a chicken.
Well, you're supposed to give a discount if you are a subscription.
So they should pay you $70 a month for 4 chickens a month. That's what I would. That's how I'd set it.
$70. Yeah, and that'll make it a little more expensive. Like that'll make it make me more money.
No, Eddie, you're an idiot.
Oh, it's a little less money for me, but it's constant business.
Oh my God.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, I like it.
Yes.
I like it.
But no, then,
but let's not say anything yet because they're just paying regular price right now.
No, I'm saying it also could be good for you because let's say you can buy more chickens for cheaper price if you buy more in bulk.
Funny you say that. You know who reached out to me? A chicken farm. They want to supply me.
Like, oh my God. With a deal?
Yeah. They said, dude, let us be your supplier. Some chicken farm in Alabama.
But what does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know yet, but it's cool that I'm going to have a supplier. Like, now I don't have to go to the grocery store.
It's not meth, dude.
So I mean, you're getting it wholesale?
And I get wholesale. They'll be cheaper. So now my chickens cheaper will probably chicken. Be $6 a chicken.
Now, okay, now you're talking, but what do they want? Just you to pay for the chickens?
Yeah, just business.
But how do you, but, they but, ship but, them to you?
Yeah, is there a certain amount of quantity that you have to buy to get that price? Because you got to get your price down. If you buy 100 chickens, it may be $3. If you buy 25 chickens, it may be $7.
Where am I going to keep 100 chickens?
Hey, that's exactly. Business,
that's
baby.
That's an investment that you have to.
That's show business.
Okay, no. That's where I need investors.
It's showbiz, baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh. He messes that up every time.
That's show business.
Yeah, because I watch Shark Tank, and they always talk about where can you get your costs down to.
Yeah.
And the more you order, the cheaper it gets.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I'm willing
to jump in with you, but you got to commit to it.
Yeah, hey, you can borrow my fridge.
So, like, I just rent your fridge from you?
No, if I'm a business partner, you can.
No, I need investors and do it right, and I'm going to buy real fridges.
Well, that's what I just said.
Where are you going to put the fridges?
In my garage.
But you have to really commit.
Move the car out
Let's
of there.
Let's say you spend $400. Oh, man, there's no cars in there. It's only fridges.
Comes home to a fridge full of chickens.
His wife comes home. There's a delivery truck out front. What is that? Oh, that's our 3 new fridges.
How dedicated are you to the chicken business?
Very,
honestly. No,
very.
No. Stop.
What do you mean?
Stop the game. Stop the game.
Okay.
How dedicated are you to the chicken business?
Extremely.
No, hold on.
But dedication in that you're just going to keep taking one
it.
Or two more here. Would you invest more of your money to grow the business?
Yes. I would. And now I just need to make it legal because I keep getting a lot of messages saying you're going to get fined. You're going to get fined if you like don't start like getting licenses.
I thought we looked it up and the state of Tennessee changed their.
But also.
We did. But listen, we are national. We are national and people are like, can you please ship me a chicken?
No.
I can't ship it to Massachusetts yet. That's
Why?
A whole different beast.
Oh, yeah. You're gonna have to
I'm going to have to get
dry ice
and packaging.
Yeah,
okay, that's investment, sure.
Then you're going to have to charge $40 a chicken.
Right. Well, now that'd be too much.
But the Massachusetts people, you're going to have to charge more because it costs more to ship dry ice.
He has no idea how he even gets there.
He doesn't know how that works.
No, stop.
How does
stop.
That work, Lunch?
I don't know how he gets there overnight. Like, that is baffling to me. But, I mean, you could partner with HelloFresh. Because they
I
already
don't
have,
think HelloFresh wants to jump in with Eddie, though. I mean,
No, they could.
Maybe.
Right, no, I
they
hear
They have the distribution.
I hear you. They do. But my point is, why would they jump in with a guy making random chickens from his grill?
Maybe HelloFresh can add Eddie's smoking hot chicken to one of their dishes.
And that's what I'm saying.
If you wanted to actually talk
I'll set up a meeting.
See, now he's already in.
Who do you know at HelloFresh?
Mr. Fresh.
No, I know Mr. Hello.
So dumb.
Let me check out the
owners. I think there's something here.
Absolutely. We just got to
get...
But
I don't think you're committed enough to actually do more than make some extra, like, passive income.
Yeah, because if I go to HelloFresh, Eddie, it's going to have to be more than once a week. Like, because they're going to need more than 10 chickens.
Hey, he's not going to HelloFresh.
Right. No, I get it. If we go to HelloFresh level, we're going to need, like, a factory and stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
Or
they already have all that.
You teach them how to do it and you license out Eddie's. But no one cares to license that because it's nothing yet.
We don't know yet.
Yes, we do.
You got to start going to farmer's markets on the weekend and selling your chicken.
That's mm-hmm. a lot of work.
It's stuff like that, though. But
that's how we make business. That's how we scale
Why is he saying
it?
We now? He keeps forcing himself into my business.
I mean, there's
And speaking of, he's the only one who won't buy a chicken from me.
I said as a celebrity endorser, I get him for free. That's how it works with celebrities.
Even Morgan number two is like, I don't eat chicken, but I'll take smoked corn. I was like, I can smoke corn for you.
You smoke corn?
Yeah, I can smoke anything. What do you want?
You smoke a Hershey bar?
So how much are you selling
the
corn
for?
Oh,
yeah, you can smoke Hershey's bar, huh?
How much are you selling corn
No, I'll
for?
Just do that for free because it's corn.
Oh. How for us?
What do you want?
All right, I'll take some corn for free.
No.
You just said you'd do it for free.
Buy a chicken, I'll throw the corn for free.
She hasn't bought a chicken?
She doesn't eat chicken.
I can't have the chicken.
I don't eat the chicken either.
Obviously he doesn't. He hasn't bought one.
Exactly.
I'm getting a headache.
Okay.
But there's a farmer's market by my house, man.
There's one by mine too.
It happens once a week. We'll go. I'll set up a stand.
He's always setting up stuff, meetings with HelloFresh, stand.
I will set up a tent.
But how much money are you willing to invest?
No, I'm a partner. 50-50.
There's no partner.
But you have no 50. You didn't put 50 in.
And you're not doing anything.
I'm going to be at the farmer's market selling them suckers.
Then he paid you $12 an hour. That's not 50-50.
Minimum wage.
Yeah, that's not 50-50.
Okay, 60-40. I'll take 60, you take 40.
Anyway, right. Good luck. Eddie, right. Keep rolling.
Thank you, man. Okay.
I'm trying to help him out. Like, he's not going to go to the farmer's market.
I might.
He's actually started a business, though, and is selling chickens. It's way more than what you've ever done.
Really? Yeah. I bought a storage war.
No, you didn't buy a storage war.
Storage war?
You know.
I had to pay for the storage locker, and then your part 60, of it got 40. Screwed up a, 60, in a lot 40. Of ways.
That's business, baby.
No, that's... Raymundo says the country artist turned down a date from one of Ray's friends because... The country artist did not want to work out.
Yeah.
Was she, walk me through this. Don't say, you don't have to say, is this a country music secret?
I mean, I've waited a decent amount of time so I can tell it, but it's a really great story.
Okay, go ahead.
And it's totally true. Okay. But we had this friend, a really good looking blonde. She was our friend and we knew her very well. So she's able to pull pretty much anybody. And so she's on Raya and this country artist is on Raya.
Dating
they match.
App, by the way, Raya's like the dating app for famous people.
Yeah, and so they went on some dates. They definitely went to some bars and they definitely hooked up. So then there's
multiple dates.
Yeah. Okay. And multiple hookups. Well, there's another level to this. So then she's like, well, I want something more in this relationship than just going to bars with this country artist. So she hits him up and she goes, hey, we should do something else besides just getting S-faced on the weekends. Do you wanna like go for a run? And the country artist texts her back and goes, I don't run. And so this is a total turnoff to her, and she goes, well, maybe a light jog? And that was the end of it. The country artist never responded. He was pissed and offended that she had texted, hey, maybe you want to go for a run, took it the wrong way. That totally ended the entire relationship.
Why are you guys writing something down?
I know who it is.
They're guessing.
I mean, I could guess who. I don't know who it is.
We got the same person.
I don't think it's.
That's probably the one I would write down too. But I don't know the same.
Hey, you hear me? I don't run.
Okay, maybe.
Hold on. Do you think we're thinking that the right person?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Let me whisper in your ear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they get it too?
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, pretty easy.
It's so funny. I don't run. Like, what?
At least out.
Go on the date with her and fake like
I mean,
run.
That's funny that I don't run, then she says, how about a light jog? Just like, and there's no response.
That was it. Crickets.
That was dunzo.
That's pretty funny.
Never talked again.
Mike D said he peed next to a country store on vacation.
Okay.
It's kind of a lunchbox segment here.
Yeah, I was at a restaurant.
But not here.
No. I was in Lake Tahoe, went to the bathroom at the restaurant, and I heard this familiar voice next to me, and I didn't want to look over to be weird, but I kind of pulled the lunchbox and stood there a little bit longer so we would wash our hands together.
In Northern California?
Yeah.
You saw a country store?
Yeah, and then right after that, saw him, and it was him.
You crossed streams?
No.
No.
Oh, what?
No.
That's weird.
Cross streams?
What is that?
It's like you pee.
It's like you pee. Yes, no, you know what it means.
But, I've never done that yet.
Like the stream.
Hey, was
cross.
It the same person that dumped Ray's girl?
I think it's a different person.
Okay.
I think this guy runs.
Is this guy from California?
No.
Oh, it's Dirks.
Why?
He likes outdoors. He runs.
Like, he's in like.
That has nothing to do with running. That's Ray's story.
But that Mike just said he runs.
Dude, probably. Maybe not right now.
Mm-hmm.
Probably runs.
Has he been on the show?
Yes.
McGraw.
Is he younger than 50?
Yes.
Okay, not McGraw.
I nailed it.
Mm. Dude, right? I mean, dude, obviously.
The dude.
Yeah.
Well.
Group or solo?
Group.
Singer of the group?
Singer of the group.
So it's going to be Zach Brown, Matt Ramsey. It's going to be...
Jimmy.
Little Big Town?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jimmy.
Jimmy World?
I was like...
Oh! Lady A.
Charles Kelly. It's going to be one of those four. Is it one of those four?
Charles Kelly.
Matt Ramsey.
It was Matt Ramsey.
You see Matt Ramsey of Old Dominion in Lake Tahoe in
That's
a bathroom?
That's bizarre.
Yeah. And he recognized me, which is, I mean, we had him on the Bobbycast, but I never really expect anybody to recognize me. And he was like, hey, what are you doing here? I was like, what are you doing here?
Why? What was he doing there?
They were playing a show like the night before. So he stayed a couple extra nights there. And then.
How random.
It was just randomly
there.
It's
like seeing your geography teacher in a Walmart in Iowa.
That was awesome. We ate at the same restaurant and then we were staying at the same hotel. So then I see him again the next day getting coffee, just having breakfast by himself.
That's crazy.
By himself?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Did you invite him along?
I just said hi to him.
Probably was waiting for an invite. Didn't get it.
He's all by himself.
I was going to write a song about it.
And then I also saw Red Akins also there eating breakfast.
I think Red's having another kid.
Really?
Excuse me?
I think. You may look this up.
Oh my God.
Why are you excusing him?
What
is that?
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, he had a, yeah.
Did he have a baby recently?
Yeah.
So Thomas Rhett's brother, half brother, is like 30 years younger than he is.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What's it say?
March 13th, baby was born.
Oh wow.
And so,
yes.
So hold on. So this baby is younger than its nieces and nephews.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happens sometimes.
I've had it happen.
So what do you mean you've had it happen?
Not to me, but my friend. I don't know if I should say her name, but Lauren, her dad had a kid after she had a kid.
Yeah.
Got it.
And
so why would you say, I don't know if I should say their name, instead of name immediately without missing a beat?
Well, I didn't say last name.
Got it. Yeah. Well, why would you not say their name, though? I mean, like, what's the problem with the name?
I don't know. That's crazy, right? There was some tension there for a while. Like, it was like weird hurt feelings, but good now.
For what, though?
Lauren was hurt?
Because her dad remarried?
Yeah.
Okay, he's weird voicing me, so I'm going
to
move.
No. I don't know exactly. I mean, just like, I think that has to be weird that you have kids and then your parent has a younger kid. Yeah, younger than your kid.
So now you're assuming they were hurt?
No, I know.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
Okay, cool. She thought her Aggie ring was found. Somebody messaged her about a 2003 Aggie ring.
2003.
That's the same year her class ring's been gone the whole time.
It was getting spread around on Facebook, and so our listeners are awesome to even be looking out. And so they're like, hey, just have you seen this? And I click on it, I scroll down, I'm like, oh my goodness. Well, it's from West Texas A&M.
Mm, wrong school. There's Texas A&M Commerce, too.
Yeah, mine's just the...
And Corpus Christi.
Mm.
Texas A&M.
Still no
normal.
Ring. Still no ring.
Still no ring.
But Eddie, your kids, they were selling that energy drink. Like, they would go buy it and then resell it. Mm-hmm. Which one was it?
Prime.
Do you see that's the one that's kind of...
Yes, but there's a key word in there, energy.
The FDA might look into YouTuber Logan Paul's energy drink called Prime because it's marketed to kids and it's a ton of caffeine. A 12-ounce can has as much as 6 cans of Coke.
And this is a good PSA for parents out there because parents, like, they want to make their kids happy. So the kids are like, I want Prime. And so literally some parents are driving all over town looking for Prime. But so that energy, that the Prime energy drink is much easier to find. So parents are buying the energy drink, not realizing it's the energy drink. But really, that's the bad one.
How much for a Prime chicken combo?
Ooh, if I can go in business with Prime, dude, we'd be balling.
I know, just give it part of your meal. You don't have to go in business with them.
The Prime chicken flavor.
Eddie's spicy.
Smoking hot.
Smoking hot chicken. With a side of Prime.
With Prime.
With Prime. A study found the most stressed out cities in America are Cleveland, Detroit, Baltimore. Why do you feel?
Hardworking.
No. You got to worry about getting popped.
Crime?
Yeah. Memphis is probably on there too.
Memphis. Yeah, 7.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
Like, 83% of Americans currently feel stressed about inflation. 75% feel stressed about violence and crime.
Whoa.
To determine the cities where Americans cope best, they compared, and here you go, the top 10 most stressed. Cleveland, Detroit, Baltimore. 4, Birmingham, Alabama. 5, Philadelphia. 6, Shreveport. 7, Memphis. 8, Fayetteville, North Carolina. 9, St. Louis. 10, Augusta, Georgia.
Dang.
Least stressed. It's mostly, there's a lot of Dakotas in here.
Yeah.
Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Fargo, North Dakota. Bismarck, North Dakota. Rapid City, South Dakota. There's some New England, Nashua, New Hampshire, South Burlington, Vermont, that's Nebraska. But yeah, Lincoln, Nebraska. I guess it's no crime versus crime, basically.
Mm. Wow.
Those are the least stressed cities.
You guys worry about crime?
Yeah, sometimes.
Like, do you drive in like rough parts of neighborhoods and you just like worry about stuff?
Like, do I go and search out rough parts?
No. But like, if you're driving in like a rough part of town, I don't know. I don't even know what
you
that
head
is.
Out to Skid Row and worry about crime.
I don't really stress.
But there's crime in all parts of town.
Sure. I am consumed with crime.
What you talking about?
I know what you're saying.
Think about all the time. I got jumped. I've been having my house broken into. I've been robbed at gunpoint. I've been pistol whipped. I've been thinking about it all the time. I think about it so often that I don't even think I think about it. Mm. It just exists. So yeah, I'm always looking, but I'm also never scared. Meaning I don't go somewhere. Because I used to live in a place where people would be scared to go through. Because it's just, it was so poor. People were like, well, we're probably going to get robbed here. This is a bad part of town. But no, we just didn't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that we were trying to rob everybody. So
you're not usually, scared. You're just vigilant.
Usually if you don't cause, it's like a snake. If you don't go trying to stomp on a snake or mess with a snake, the snake ain't going to come bite you.
Right.
That's mostly how people are too. For the most part.
But sometimes you accidentally step on the snake.
Well, if you don't mess with somebody, most of the time you don't get messed with. Now, there are obvious times where your home gets burglarized, somebody just mugs you straight up.
Sure.
But no, but yes. All the time, but never.
That's tough, man.
If that makes sense. One of my friends, I may have said this on the show, one of my friends was in his car just right down the road by the, near the stadium driving through, and a dude runs up to him and starts shooting at the car, right, like two cars in front of him.
No.
And then the gun comes out of the car window and starts shooting back.
No.
I didn't tell you guys this?
No.
Mm-mm.
You know the person. I'm not going to say it here on the air. But yeah, he was in the traffic and just sitting there and da-da-da. The other person, da-da-da. He's like, oh my God. And he's like trying to like get down. But it was over before he like could totally comprehend what was happening.
Wow.
Guy runs to the car, da-da-da. The guy, da-da-da. And they run away. Uh-huh. Nobody got hit.
That's
I think
scary.
The car got hit. But yeah, that's right in front of him.
Scary.
That's pretty not good.
That's pretty not good for sure, but it wasn't. Yeah,
pretty not.
That's
good.
That's my point. It wasn't even like a crazy part of town that you guys would say.
Yeah,
it was just like, was just somewhere.
Wow.
Doctors find a whole octopus stuck in a man's esophagus.
Excuse me.
Trying to eat it.
A whole one.
Like how big? Like a baby.
Well, first of all, I don't eat octopus.
Squid.
Octopus are very smart. It's probably smarter than we are. So I don't eat octopus. There's octopus on the menu. No, thank you. Squid. I'll have a taste.
That's not an octopus.
It's not an octopus. I have a taste of squid. Calamari?
Delicious.
Doctors in Singapore were shocked to discover an octopus lodged in a man's esophagus while performing a gastrointestinal examination to see what was causing him to vomit. The unnamed man first realized something was wrong when he started vomiting following a meal that happened to include a raw octopus. When he realized that he also had trouble swallowing, the man panicked, quickly decided to pay a visit to the hospital. They did a CT. Oh, I'm looking at it. Oh, my God.
Big chunk.
Full, small octopus, and it's imagine his throat hole, but imagine you're looking up through his throat hole and all you see hanging down are the legs.
Yeah.
Oh no.
That's what it is. Oh my God.
Okay. What? My bad. I was thinking esophagus was your nose.
No, it's your throat.
Well, now I hear that.
Oh man, that's the whole hole.
Oh my goodness.
It's like the only thing that's not coming down the hole is the head. That's like the head's looking out of the Ninja Turtle hole.
Oh.
The drain, the sewer.
Wow.
Yeah, the sewer.
And all the Ninja Turtle legs are down below. If their head, that's what the octopus is.
Mm.
Dang.
That is not.
They tried the push technique, but the octopus would not go down without a fight. And then it kind of ripped his esophagus.
Ugh.
So they tried to get the endoscopathy esophagus into the stomach and then retroflex it. And they had to use forceps to grab it and pull it out of the esophagus, like up. And it's unclear why he swallowed it whole. It's small. I could see where maybe you would, but it's not. Oh, man, that's tough to look at.
That's bad, man.
That's bad, man. An 82-year-old woman escapes an alligator attack by poking it in the eye.
Ooh.
Oh, that doesn't seem real, but.
That's for sure, Stooges.
I mean, what do you do?
You try to probably gouge its eye out.
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of options. An 82-year-old woman, by the way. The gator snatched her in Hilton Head, South Carolina, and he got the old gator in the eye, the poke in the eye.
Wow.
And it let her go. The gator just leapt out of the water, bit down across her legs. That was the first bite. She went into shock, said she was in such shock she didn't feel any pain. She said, they call it the death roll. You know when the gator rolls the...
Yeah, that's how they get you.
He grabs it and then flips, and sometimes it knocks them out, or drowns them too. Yep. Like it'll hold them down under. So she had the death roll done to her, and she gets flipped, and then she just crammed her thumb in the eye.
That's crazy. She survived the flip.
Both of these stories are like have me feeling all. Ugh.
She was rushed to the hospital, several reconstructive surgeries for skin grafts, and to place metal rods in her legs. In a stroke of more luck, the orthopedic surgeon thought he may have to remove her legs, but said that she was an 80-year-old miracle.
Did I tell you guys I saw a shark in Florida? Like right on the shoreline. I mean, I'm talking 5 feet away from the shoreline. And I followed it. I was doing
it's like
my
a spaceship you saw UFO.
No. This is real. This is real. And I walked along.
Did you start yelling shark?
No.
Shark, you got to.
No, the shark wasn't. It was just swimming.
No. But you still got to tell people, man.
This was like 6 a.m. And it was, I don't know.
You gotta go knocking on doors, waking people up.
No, but people were still at the beach, and I would be like, guys, look, it's a shark. And people would just get together, and like we would follow the shark along the shore.
And you know, mostly shark like snake like human.
Just
don't
chilling.
Mess with it. It won't mess with you.
Yeah, but if you're swimming in that water, guess what? It can mess with you. A little kid accidentally hits it in the face, boom, bites his arm off, Eddie's responsible.
Well, there were some people swimming.
I didn't know we got all the way to that, so.
That was a quick jump to me being responsible.
Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't tell people. How big was it?
We need to check and see if there are any shark bites now.
It was about four feet long.
See, that's too big. You can't let kids get in the water, man.
There were people in the water, and the shark would go like right by and be like, oh, I'll go around them.
Yep. You sure it just wasn't like a carp?
No, man. It was like a shark.
Did you take video?
Abby said she saw a hammerhead.
Okay, guys. Okay.
It's dead serious.
Yeah, I did.
Abby.
No, I really did.
See?
How was your vacation, by the way, Abby?
It was a lot of weird things happened, but...
Oh, junior dude breakup?
What are you talking about?
Abby, go ahead. How was your vacation?
Pretty stressful. Like, I drove down there by myself, and it was all the traffic, so it was like 9 hours instead of seven. And then what else happened? I was standing in the lobby and this lady was getting off the elevator and I didn't see her and she completely ran into me with the luggage cart. I was like, okay.
Hurt your foot, ankle?
Yes.
Knee?
Yeah, no, my ankle.
Bruce?
And then someone's, not too bad. And then someone stole my flip-flops on the beach.
Well, lunch has any shoes on the beach you can have.
Probably I guess box. It probably, yep. probably was.
That's what happens is you just leave them there and it's like, well, someone walks by, like, why would you just leave your shoes?
You saw a hammerhead?
I did, yeah.
How though?
It's from the pier.
Aquarium?
No, it was from the pier, but that was literally probably what 50, not even no, like 25 yards off to the shore, and there were kayakers right by it.
Oh,
I'm telling you, people don't care.
But see, hammerheads don't do anything.
Okay,
they don't mess with you. I hear.
I'll hammer you in the head.
Really? But that's not why they call them that. Their heads look like kind of hammers.
Maybe Lunchbox is just extra sensitive to this because he was bit by a shark once.
Was
the boat.
He wasn't. It was a lie.
I wasn't bit. My
lie detector said it was a lie.
Paddle boat.
Abby, you went to Florida, right?
Mm-hmm.
By yourself?
Oh, what do you know? She went to the devil too.
By yourself?
Yeah. My friend was going to go, but then they had to back out.
What friend?
Just one of my friends. And then
a guy you're dating?
That's what I'm saying. No. Like it's over. That's what happened.
No, that is not what happened. But luckily, one of my other friends was down there with her family, so we got to hang out a lot. So that was really fun. And it was awesome because we got to watch the fireworks like from the balcony, and I'm probably going to go there every year.
So you didn't have to do it by yourself?
Right. Yes, because it was pretty depressing last year in Key West when I was by myself. I remember that. I was by myself watching the fireworks.
Oh, my gosh. Really how lucky is she that there was another family down there because the dude...
Did you know before you got down there the dude wasn't coming?
I didn't say it was a dude, but...
Okay, the human.
Yes, my friend. I had everything booked, so I couldn't get out of it.
Oh,
you know, like I would not have gone,
goodness.
But everything was non-refundable.
But did you get down there and then you were told?
No, I did know a few days before.
And this human, do you still talk to them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
it wasn't
no
any...
hard feelings.
Oh, you talk to them, but you don't talk to them.
We're just friends, so whatever friends talk about... You know?
I don't know, man.
But you're friends now, but were you more than friends then? Pre.
There's no difference. There's no change. I mean, there's no hard feelings. I understand when things come up. Uh-huh. When you can't go somewhere.
Not really answering my question, but I'm okay with it. Okay, Abby, thank you.
Oh, man, thank that's you. Tough.
Ray, how was Dominican Republic?
It was epic, dude.
Can't he talk normal?
No, we love going to places that are kind of third world country. We get that we went to a resort.
Third world country.
But
parts of DR are...
They very much are.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm saying, I don't... Would you consider...
No.
Like Haiti and DR are not... I've never been to Dominican Republic. I just want to say it over and over again because I'll stumble. But Haiti, they're right there.
They're literally next door in Haiti's for sure.
Yeah, like country. I think... Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. There's some... I'm sure.
And Ray stays in the resort.
I know, that's why I laugh because Ray's like third world country and he's like got those humongous... Like a oversized martini glasses
yes.
full of beer.
Pina
We're
colada.
In a third world country. Yes.
Cool.
There's a lot of poverty there, but yes. I guess it was just your presentation of it.
Correct. And it's not like we're doing missionary work. We're down there to party and have fun.
Yes. We love going to third world.
But oh what I'm saying is to have that experience.
I'd say, yes, the Dominican Republic is a third world country. It ranks 76th out of 188 countries on the Human Development Index with a score of 0.683.
76 out of what?
188.
I would feel like that's not in the thing.
I'm just telling you what it says. From the conversion prism.
I'm sure you're right. Listen, I'm sure you're right. It's probably some sort of poverty. And it, yes, okay. absolutely.
Yep. Lack of infrastructure.
I guess with Ray's presentation of his the whole time, it was him at a nice resort partying. Yeah. And he's like, we like to go to third world countries. I was like, are you sure you're going to a third world country?
I'm just saying, something that's different than our life here, so then you start to appreciate stuff, you know, as the days go on. Because there they don't have water, so we had bottled water to drink it, for your toothbrush, everything. The air didn't get under it. I mean, it might have been 80 in our hotel room.
Yeah.
So then, you know, towards the end of the vacation, as relaxing and restorative as it is, you're like, get me back to America, bro! And then you start appreciating the stuff in the America. It's the perfect vacation.
Yeah.
But yeah, we saw a shark, we saw beautiful water, we saw every drink you can name on the menu. It was greatness.
Yeah. Ray put up a really beautiful Instagram post about it. It's Susan Raimundo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because did you read it? It's so good. I feel like it was a different side of Ray. I think he was getting all like nostalgic on the airplane.
He was wasted. He's drunk. He does that when he's drunk. When he's drunk, he's all lovey and huggy and touchy.
Yeah, he was just writing about how like just the people in the DR are just full of joy and how.
Is that why I call it DR? Were you calling it DR?
Yeah, he does.
Got it. I don't know where that came from when I started saying it. I kind of felt like a douche, but.
It's fine.
Okay.
And he was just talking about appreciating things in life and how that trip showed them like what is really important. And I don't know, it was pretty deep and it was really long.
What's really important?
He was wasted the whole time, it looked like.
No, we really weren't. But there's no spelling errors in that post, so you can tell I wasn't drunk. But honestly, everybody there just always is smiling and giggling and everything. And you think, man, let me see this back in America. We came back to Baltimore. Good gosh, I was riding the tram. I was like, I haven't seen a smile. I've been through like three exits now. In the DR, everybody smiles.
You went to Baltimore to go to the DR?
Yeah. Still hitting up the travel agent on that one. Yeah.
I mean,
Seems like the opposite.
Geographically, really don't make sense. Yeah,
I can just give you the first sentence of his thing.
Please.
Did you save it?
Yeah, I mean,
Amy, how many times do you like this post?
I mean, Amy sounds like this changed her life.
Okay.
Well, because it's very close to Haiti and her kids are from Haiti.
I pulled up Instagram.
Is that why?
Okay, a vacation recap. We chose to return to the heartbeat of the Caribbean, the Dominican Republic. If you ever need to be reminded why the colored pencil turquoise exists or that happiness is the only commodity that money can't buy, it's the DR.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he got paid to do this trip, huh?
No, I honestly reached out, but I got turned down.
Oh. Hashtag DR partner.
For real. I didn't name the resort, so I didn't get paid.
Wait, did you try?
Oh, I tried, but they said, not interested. Okay.
That is worth a shot, man.
How many followers do you have?
120, and then Baser pumping in 35K.
That's good, though. I'm surprised they didn't give you anything.
But, I mean, there's the celebrities that go to that place. Ray, tell them who you ran into.
We had NBA stars. We had Damian Lillard.
Was that a real picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he had video of it.
I'm going to tell you why I didn't think it was weird, because Dame's like in the center of this big trade. He wants out of Portland because they just drafted Scoot, and now he's like, I'll only go to Miami. So it's like the center of the NBA universe right now. And Ray posted a picture with them, and I was like, either Ray took that 5 years ago, or that's some sort of... That's crazy.
Yeah, just sitting there eating ice cream, and he walked by, said to my chair, I go, that's Dame. And I mean, Dame has the most distinctive walk. He's bow-legged. So, I mean, I'm going, that's Dame, that's Dame. Ran right up to him. Bro did not break stride. It was a moving picture. I'm blurry as hell. Thank God he's in focus and just kept walking. And then I re-look at the picture. He gave the peace sign.
How timely. I thought it was a picture, like an old picture.
I mean, how great.
That's super cool.
When he posted that on the Sword Losers page, I was like, oh my gosh, how does that happen?
Should have said, we got an exclusive interview.
Yeah, did you ask him about the trade stuff?
Well, no, he didn't talk to me, I didn't get anything.
That sucks.
Oh. He said he didn't say a word. Like, just didn't break stride, didn't say a word, just boom, just kept going.
A girl 18 has her entire scalp ripped off by a machine at Nippy's Juice Factory.
What?
At what factory?
Nippy's Juice Factory. She thought she was going to die.
Oh.
So, like, it caught her hair. The machine didn't.
Oh, my.
She didn't die.
But it ripped her scalp off.
That would hurt.
So your hairs
brain
don't...
just hanging out?
Your hairs don't just fall off?
A teenage girl's entire scalp was ripped off in a horrific workplace accident. Alexandra Trandafil, 18, was working as a shed hand when her hair became tangled in a machine.
Ding.
She was taken in an ambulance. Paramedics had to retrieve her scalp from the machine.
No!
But could only reattach part of it. 3 years later, she stands still treatment.
This was 3 years ago?
I guess it's 3 years ago, yeah.
Oh.
Factory was fined. Boy, that's just a grab. Oh, that's...
Man, I always be worried about the baler at you know, like Sam's. And when I worked at Randall's, the grocery store, and you'd put cardboard boxes in there.
Hobby Lobby, man, same thing.
I was always terrified of...
It was an arm like that.
Like, what happens if I get trapped in there and it's just coming down on me? Like, ugh.
Beverly Hillbillies. A Kentucky farmer discovers a massive Civil War era gold and silver coin hoard in his cornfield.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty crazy. I'm going to do this in the hairstylist thing and we'll wrap this up.
Metal detector?
A Kentucky man got the surprise of his life while digging in his field earlier this year. 700 coins from the American Civil War era.
Damn.
The Great Kentucky Hoard includes hundreds of U.S. gold pieces dating between 1840 and 1863. All this money... It's hundreds of thousands of dollars, apparently.
Like, for real, though? You're not pulling our leg?
Mm-mm. I don't pull legs, bro. Only once. Just to prove I still had it.
You still had it.
Yeah, still got it.
You still got it.
Man, imagine that just randomly.
That's amazing.
Livescience.com. Finally, a third of us want our hairstylist to cut the chit-chat. My hairstylist is pretty good. She's like, what kind of mood are you in? I'm just going to be quiet. Okay, cool. We'll be quiet the whole time. Just been with her a while. She kind of gets it. And sometimes I'm tired from talking all day. And sometimes I got stuff I want to talk about. But most people, I guess they don't have the relationship. And so it's kind of hard to have that communication if you don't.
Yeah.
Chit-chat. Do you have the same hairstylist every time? Do you?
Yeah, Ash.
Do you?
No. Random people.
How do you get your haircuts? Where do you get them?
Scouts Barbershop.
Same barbershop, though?
Yeah, well, they have different locations, whichever one's open.
So, but...
Like, you go online, it's like, oh, all the appointments are filled. So you just go look at the other one. All right.
Why Scouts?
Oh, it's good.
It is?
That's where I used to take my
son. Yeah, it's down the street.
Yeah. Close. Even the other one? The second one?
No, it's not really down the street, but...
They serve beer there?
Yeah, they serve beer. That's cool. Yeah. What are those?
So does Scissors and Scotch. I also take my son there.
That's Scotch.
Yeah.
How's that? How do you like the Scotch?
I don't know. But right when you walk in, it's a bar, and then
wow,
the hair part is in the back. Right. I was like, are we going to have to get ID'd to come get his haircut?
We're done. Thank you, guys. We'll see you on tomorrow's show. Tomorrow, Eddie and Abby skydive.
Yeah.
You're on the show.
Oh, I got a question. What do I wear?
I don't know.
Bathing suit.
Skydive.
Scuba will tell you that.
Okay.
I would imagine what you wore, because when I did it, you just wear a loose normal shorts and underwear and t-shirt, and they'll put you in like a jumpsuit.
Okay. It's not cold up there?
That's why you're in a jumpsuit.
Okay. Cold up there.
But with like shorts, should I have sweatpants or something underneath?
Sure, wear that. It doesn't matter, but...
You'll be really hot.
Why are you getting impatient with me? I've never skydived before, man.
Well,
and I'm a little nervous.
No. It's okay, I'm not even getting impatient with you. I'm just saying.
You just said wear whatever.
No, you just questioned. I said you'd wear something loose. It doesn't matter almost. You can even take your, if you wear sweats, you can take your pants off and wear just a suit with underwear.
Oh, but so many people wear that suit.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. You asked Bobby's opinion, and then he gave you the answer, and then you argued with his answer. So that's when he got impatient.
And you argue when I said I didn't know anyway. I'm like, I don't know, but here's what I would say. No, it ain't right. Well, no, I never said I knew.
Did I say that?
Yes.
I argued.
I never knew. What?
You said it was cold.
Yeah,
because
like,
it's cold, right, up there?
Then why?
It's a legit question.
Wear your thickest jacket.
I do have a really
thick
jacket.
Wear your starter jacket from 8th grade. All right, thank you, guys. That's it. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.